hands are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it, and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart. To hurt.
That's Doja Cat covering Diamonds Are Forever, part of a tribute to James Bond films overnight at Hollywood's big night. The Oscars, no Irish winners this year. The big winner, Anora, about a sex worker who elopes with the son of a Russian oligarch. 5 Academy Awards, 4 alone for just one man, Sean Baker.
Where did we fall in love with the movies? At the movie theater. Watching a film in the theater with an audience is an experience. We can laugh together, cry together, scream in fright together, perhaps sit in devastated silence together. And in a time in which the world can feel very divided, this is more important than ever.
That's Sean Baker, who won a record 4 awards for himself for his film Anora. From Sean Baker to Sean Whelan, our Washington correspondent and our man on the red carpet. Where are you, Sean?
I'm down in Los Angeles. We've moved away from the Oscars venue. It's over a couple of hours and the place just gets torn apart. All the technicians come in, take down the lights, roll up the red carpet. It's like any other big event, the end of a rock concert, if you've ever seen that. The roadies just move in and strip the place bare. So not much to be gained by hanging around out on a rather cold and windy Los Angeles streets, Hollywood streets tonight. So I've run indoors to the hotel.
So tell us more about the big winner. 6 nominations, 5 awards, Anora and Sean Baker.
Sean Baker did amazingly well. I mean, he's an independent filmmaker. He got, as you say, 4 awards, one of the 3 people for the producer credits, but he also won Best Editor. He cut the thing himself. He did the directing, so he got one Best Director, and he wrote it. So he won Original Screenplay. The only thing he didn't do was play the female lead in it, but they got the Oscar for that as well. Mikey Madison. Barnstorming our way through that one. It is a fairly remarkable story because Hollywood movies, particularly the big ones, are renowned for their big budgets. This one cost just $6 million to make. And so far, it's taken $41 million at the box office. And that is before they got any Oscars. Now it's got 5 Oscars, including Best Movie. So it's going to get a reboot. And it's, you know, it's one of those small films that's been on the art house circuit. It hasn't played in many places, but it's been doing well on word of mouth. Now it's got the imprimatur of Hollywood itself behind it. So, you know, talk about return on investment or return on capital. This one is going to do rather well for the backers, which of course would include Sean Baker himself as a producer.
One award that Anora didn't win was for Best Actor. It went to Adrian Brody for his part in The Brutalist.
I'm here once again to represent the lingering traumas and the repercussions of war and systematic oppression and of anti-Semitism and racism and of othering. And I believe that I pray for a healthier and a happier and a more inclusive world.
Tell us more about Adrian Brody and some of the other winners, Sean.
Yeah, Brody, this is his second Oscar. And as he was saying, he was mentioning about anti-Semitism. He came into the press room afterwards and said he was representing a time once again when anti-Semitism was unchecked across the world. This film, The Brutalist, again, not widely seen because it runs for 3.5 hours. And another independent production, fairly low budget as well, $10 million. But it won the Cinematography Award as well as for Brody's acting and the music for it as well. So 3 statuettes tonight, doing really well. The movie folk like it, but the people who run cineplexes and like to get the customers in and out fairly quickly are a bit concerned about the long runtime. So it hasn't been that widely seen. In fact, Conan O'Brien, the host of the show tonight, was making a crack early on saying, I loved that movie, I didn't want it to end, and it didn't. Nevertheless, Brody had been well tipped in advance, one of the 2 big contenders to pick up an Oscar. The other one was Timothée Chalamet for playing Bob Dylan in this movie, A Complete Unknown. He didn't get it. He was hoping to beat Brody's original record of being the youngest male Oscar winner at the age of 29 when he won for The Pianist, which is also about a Jewish person surviving the well, not quite the Holocaust, but certainly World War II in Warsaw, which was as close to the Holocaust as you can get. And in this new movie, he's playing a Hungarian architect who does survive the Holocaust and comes to America, but also encounters some anti-Semitism in his life in America as he tries to develop his practice as an architect in the brutalist school of architecture. Hence the name of the movie. So he took his time actually making his points there about anti-Semitism. He stopped the music at one stage where they put the music up as a little encouragement to get people to finish up their thank you speeches quickly. He insisted on stopping it and making his political points and making them again later on. But it wasn't the most political of speeches during the night.
Tell us about the documentary that won an award.
Well, that was the one where the speeches got political, but I guess they had to. It's a documentary called No Other Land, and it's about the West Bank and the destruction of one particular village there by the Israeli army. But what makes it unusual is that it was a joint venture, if you like, between Palestinians and Israelis. A collective of filmmakers, particularly Basil Adra, who was a Palestinian who lived in that village, and Yuval Abraham, an Israeli journalist. This is part of Abraham's speech to the Academy this evening.
We made this film, Palestinians and Israelis, because together our voices are stronger. We see each other. The atrocious destruction of Gaza and its people, which must end, the Israeli hostages, brutally taken in the crime of October 7th, which must be freed. When I look at Basil, I see my brother, but we are unequal. We live in a regime where I am free under civilian law, and Basil is under military laws that destroy his life and he cannot control. There is a different path, a political solution, without ethnic supremacy, with national rights for both of our people. And I have to say, as I am here, the foreign policy in this country is helping to block this path.
That's Yuval Abraham accepting the award for Best Documentary. The mood of the Oscars night, Sean?
Fairly buttoned down, fairly controlled. It was always going to be a bit subdued after the fires here in Hollywood and the change in the political wind coming out of Washington, D.C. And I think they skirted through the currents that they had to get through. It was a safe sort of a ceremony. Nothing outrageous happened, really. And no big surprises.
Sean, thank you. That's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, in Hollywood.